This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Mission Mausam in New Delhi shortly with the goal of making the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. Mr. Modi will launch this mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Mission Mausam aims to achieve its target by developing cutting-edge weather surveillance technologies and systems. The initiative will implement high-resolution atmospheric observations, next-generation radars and satellites, and high-performance computers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has highlighted India's rising global stature and its unique ability to navigate a polarized world while providing meaningful assistance during challenging times. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Spain, he emphasized India's approach of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and Sabka Vishwas on the global stage.
There are very few countries today who are in a position to talk to Russia and to Ukraine. आपने देखा होगा हाल ही में पिछले साल प्रधानमंत्री मोदी रशिया भी गए दो बार यूक्रेन भी गए कीव में हु आर इन अ पोजीशन टू टॉक टू इजराइल एंड ईरान एंड पीएम मोदी इज एबल टू डू बोथ हु आर इन अ पोजीशन टू बी मेंबर्स ऑफ क्वाड एंड बी मेंबर्स ऑफ ब्रिक्स सो इट इज अ वेरी पोलराइज्ड वर्ल्ड सो इन अ पोलराइज्ड वर्ल्ड इफ देयर इज अ कंट्री व्हिच इज एबल टू जो हम अपने यहां कहते थे सबका साथ सबका विकास सबका विश्वास वी आर एक्चुअली एबल टू टेक इट इन टू द वर्ल्ड एज वेल एंड दैट इज समथिंग विच स्लोली अदर नेशंस हैव स्टार्टेड टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड टू वैल्यू.
President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, will be on a five-day visit to India beginning today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan are being celebrated with great fervour across the country today, marking the harvest season and the spirit of gratitude and togetherness. Makar Sankranti has brought people together to take holy dips in sacred rivers like the Ganga and the Yamuna. In Tamil Nadu, the vibrant festival of Pongal is in full swing. In Assam, Magh Bihu or Bhogali Bihu is being celebrated with traditional fervour. In Gujarat and other parts of Western India, Uttarayan, the festival of kites, has filled the skies with vibrant colours. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted fellow countrymen on the auspicious occasion of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Magh Bihu and Uttarayan. The Amrit Snan on Makar Sankranti is underway at the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, in Prayagraj. Among the 13 akhadas, each akhada has been notified of its designated time and sequence. The Mahanirvani Panchayati akhada was the first akhada to take the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam early this morning. Elaborate security arrangements are in place for the grand event. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has postponed the UGC NET December 2024 exam, which was earlier scheduled for tomorrow. In a statement, the NTA said it has received representations to postpone the UGC NET examination on account of Pongal, Makar Sankranti and other festivals tomorrow. The new date of examination will be announced later. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets over Himachal Pradesh and very dense fog conditions during night and early morning hours in many parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. The movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the Delhi NCR region, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 39 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to several hours. In Australian Open tennis, Indian tennis star Rohan Bopanna and his Colombian partner Nicolas Barrientos will begin their title defense in the men's doubles today. The duo is set to face the Spanish pair of Pedro Martinez and Jaume Munar in their opening round match at Melbourne Park. India's double campaign will expand tomorrow as Ritwik Chaudhary Bullipalli and Sriram Balaji and Yuki Bhambri take to the court in their respective matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.